This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hoisted a saffron flag on the spire of Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple in Ayodhya, Uttar Pradesh. This marks the completion of the temple's construction and ushering in a new chapter of cultural celebration and national unity. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said this flag represents the renaissance of Indian civilization. He said this sacred flag will stand as a testament that truth ultimately triumphs over falsehood.
Ayodhya Nagri. भारत की सांस्कृतिक चेतना के एक और उत्कर्ष बिंदु की साक्षी बन रही है आज संपूर्ण भारत संपूर्ण विश्व राममय है हर राम भक्त के हृदय में अद्वितीय संतोष है असीम कृतज्ञता है अपार अलौकिक आनंद है सदियों के घाव भर रहे हैं सदियों की वेदना आज विराम पा रही है सदियों का संकल्प आज सिद्धि को प्राप्त हो रहा है आज उस यज्ञ की पूर्णावती है जिसकी अग्नि 500 वर्ष तक प्रज्वलित रही
The Prime Minister will visit Kurukshetra this evening to participate in a special program commemorating the 350th Shahidi Divas of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. During the program, Mr. Modi will release a special coin and commemorative stamp. The central government is observing a year-long commemoration to honour the 350th Shahidi Divas of Guru Tegh Bahadur. The Indian Meteorological Department has said the recent ash clouds from the volcanic eruption in Ethiopia are expected to move from India towards China by this evening. Talking to Akashvani News, Director General of IMD Mrityunjay Mahapatra said, the ash cloud is affecting only aircraft operations and has no impact on the weather or air quality.
Volcanic ash, which developed over Ethiopian region, it moves towards Indian region and reached near Gujarat and Rajasthan by evening of yesterday. Thereafter, it is moving towards east-northeast across northern parts of the country. And by evening of today, it will be moving out of Indian region and reaching China. It has no impact on the weather or air quality over Indian region.
The implementation of the new labour codes will significantly boost the economy and reduce unemployment rate in the country. According to a report by the State Bank of India, the new labour codes could reduce unemployment by up to 1.3%, which would translate into additional employment generation of 77 lakh. The report has highlighted that the implementation of the new labour codes will increase the share of formalisation in the labour force. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said every Indian Navy and Coast Guard ship currently under construction is being built in Indian shipyards. He said it stands as a testament to Atmanirbhar Bharat and to the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Speaking at Samudra Utkarsh Seminar in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said for India the reliance on maritime trade is especially high. At least 10 civilians, including 9 children, were killed after Pakistani Air Force struck a residential area in Afghanistan's Khost province, the Afghan government said today. According to officials, the attack took place shortly after midnight and targeted the home of a local resident, reigniting concerns about escalating hostilities along the border after a brief lull in cross-border violence following intense clashes in October. The 56th edition of the International Film Festival of India 2025 saw tributes pouring in from filmmakers, actors, producers and festival curators for legendary actor Dharmendra, who passed away yesterday. The Entertainment Society of Goa that organises IFFI cancelled all on-stage programmes yesterday as a mark of respect. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading marginally up in a range-bound afternoon trade. Today, the Sensex added 31 points to 84,931, while the Nifty rose 20 points to 25,979 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.